At noon on October 8th, a performer named Taylor Mack will take the stage in Brooklyn with a full orchestra and backup singers, 24 musicians total. They'll begin singing American songs from the year 1776. Each hour, one person will leave the stage. Each hour, history will advance one decade without a break. By midday on October 9th, Taylor Mack will be the only one left on the stage, singing songs from the present day. It's a show that he has spent years developing, called A 24-Decade History of Popular Music.
I've wanted it to be so long that the audience is falling apart. I'm falling apart, we're all falling apart, but because we go through the history all together and because I make the audience do so many things, they start to get to know each other and we actually are building some kind of tangible community out of an ephemeral art form.
So even as you're falling apart, you're coming together.
Yeah, that's the concept.
One, two, three, four.
We're watching a rehearsal at a Brooklyn theater called St. Anne's Warehouse. This is a song from the Underground Railroad, where around the year 1840, clearly Taylor Mack takes liberties with his musical interpretations. Though he performs in outrageous costumes, for this rehearsal, he's dressed more modestly. He told me he's been dreaming about creating a show like this for more than 30 years.
In 1987, I went to the very first AIDS walk in San Francisco, and it was the first time I'd ever seen an out homosexual before. I was 14, and the first time I saw an out homosexual, it was thousands of them all at the same time. So that kind of weird dichotomy of a community building itself and being introduced to that community for the first time and the community is being torn apart because of the epidemic. And I thought I want to make a show about that.
It took him a long time to figure out what form the show should take. Then he decided on a 24-hour feat of endurance.
Where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one?
Each decade is about a different community that builds itself as a result of being torn apart. There's women's suffrage, Jewish tenements, the fight for civil rights. But he often comes at them from a strange angle. For example, one decade is devoted to children's songs that were popular during the Indian Removal Act. Taylor Mack has been performing excerpts of this show all over the world, and he's picked up raves from the press. But next month is the only time he's scheduled to perform the entire 24-hour epic. This recording is from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And I met another man who was wounded in hatred. It's a hard, hard, it's a hard.
Taylor Mack really wants people who sign up for the 24-hour performance to stay the whole time. There will be nooks for people to take short naps if they need, and food to eat. People can get up and walk around, but they'll be moving around anyway. During the decade Braille was invented, he'll blindfold the audience and make them play musical chairs. During the tenement section, he makes everyone crowd together on stage.
You guys are all going to play the babies in the Jewish tenement, okay? And when I go like this, you're going to make baby noises like, meh, meh, meh. Okay, ready? Here, do it. And if I go like that, you get louder?
I know this sounds really heavy-handed, and that's partly because you can't see Taylor Mack. His physical presence is a spectacle. Not exactly a clown, not quite a drag queen. On stage, it can be difficult to pin down his gender or genre.
It's the genre of the ridiculous.
What does the ridiculousness bring to the conversation about serious things like slavery and the Trail of Tears and internment camps?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to show the ridiculousness of something to expose it. So sometimes you have to exaggerate something in order to show what the thing is.
That extends to the outfits. Taylor Mack's longtime costume designer goes by the name Machine Dazzle. The preferred look is headdresses, gowns, and makeup that might be appropriate for Mardi Gras. Then just before going on stage, sneeze into a pile of glitter. We walk over to the costume rack. He has a completely different look for every hour, including a couple dozen pairs of high heels.
So this is the Civil War one right here.
With a hot dog headdress?
Yeah, he tends to do some research about, you know, German immigration at the time. So hot dogs were being sold on the street to make people money. That's how it became a thing.
With what looks like a barbed wire-inspired skirt?
Barbed wire was also invented at the time.
Taylor Mack says the ketchup-inspired fringe dripping off the headdress looks a bit like blood in the right lighting, appropriate for a decade about the Civil War. Having worked on this project so intensely for so many years, at this point, what is your story of America?
Well, the important thing is that there isn't one story. You know, I mean, I think that's the story of America, that there is not one story. It's something that it often gets framed as one story, one nation under one God, and also because it all has to fit in a history book when we're kids. And so we get the perspective that it is one story. And often the default is white, and often the default is straight, and often the default is male. And so it's just fun for me to think, well, what are the other stories that that we don't think of as the American story?
There's a lot about this show that Taylor Mack is still unsure about, and he's embracing the uncertainty. He doesn't even know whether he can make it through 24 hours.
You know, I just think, well, like, I wanted to sing Purple Rain, can't sing it. I guess I don't have a voice anymore. Well, the audience knows that song, you know. Let the band play, and then we'll just have the audience sing it.
When the performance does become ragged and things start to fall apart, he hopes the community he's building inside that Brooklyn theater will come together and hold each other up.
If I had money enough to spend and leisure to sit a while.
Taylor Mack is presenting a few decades each night all this month at St. Anne's Warehouse. He'll perform everything from 1776 to the present day in 24 hours, starting October 8th.
But as it falls unto my lot, then I should rise and you should not. I gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Good.